Thank you for listening to this talk, produced by the Art Gallery of South Australia.
Okay, good afternoon, everyone. And thanks for joining us today for this wonderful in-conversation between Kate Llewellyn and Jason Smith. For those of you who haven't already heard, my name is Jose. I've been hanging around here for a little while, and I've been delighted to be the creator of this year's Adelaide Biennial. In meeting here in the Elder Wing, we are meeting on beautiful Kaurna country, and I've been enormously grateful to be able to share this space. It has also been so wonderful to work with you, Kate. Kate was one of the first people that I invited to be part of Inner Sanctum. I had read her wonderful text on the garden that she made in that home in Adelaide, and had read a number of her poems that seemed to sort of be part of the world that I wanted to create with this exhibition. I think you were a little bit surprised and a bit suspicious when I contacted you and asked to be part of this, so I thank you for taking up the challenge. Jason and Kate are going to talk about Kate's project for the Biennial. Jason is the director and CEO of Geelong Gallery, a very dear friend of mine. We're making it friends and family only with the public programs this weekend. So I'll leave you to both chat, and thank you for joining us today.
Thanks, Jose. Good afternoon, everybody. Kate, it's lovely to be here with you. Just for a couple, we're here until 4:30, and I've got my alarm on, which will go off, because I want to leave a few minutes at the end, because Kate will read the poem. She's looking at us to say, will I? But we talked about that would be a special opportunity to, just as we can see the works of artists, I think it's a very special opportunity to hear the poet read her own work. I have known Kate since 1987, when she was on a book tour for The Water Lily, and we met in Canberra. And in thinking about this last night, I was reminded of a marvellous quote by the eminent writer known to both of us, Julie Ewington, who, writing about a fellow artist, said, "Futile to protest that tides flow and circumstances ebb." And so, Kate, in that sort of intervening 4 decades since we first met, I've had an opportunity to read much of your work. And so frequently, it is about place, time, intimacy, but this expanded worldview. And In Faith, this marvellous, deeply moving poem, which I have read and reread, there is a marvellous journey between the inner world of the poet and the writer, deeply profound and personal reflections on the self, and this expansive worldview. And these are characteristics of your work. Could you talk to us about the writing of the poem and your reactions to being asked to write the poem for the Adelaide Biennial? And just take us through some of the motivations for this lengthy piece of work that you've undertaken.
Except in wartime, and because I've got a computer that is on the desk, as you understand, I can't write away from the desk unless I write by hand, which I normally do with my work. But I began writing letters to friends, and because people love getting paper letters, it's something completely different that is almost gone. And so I began writing letters to friends, and I needed to be in the garden because I have a theory that putting yourself in good places is a very wise thing to do. You will be less depressed if you're fighting depression. You will feel healthier. There's something about the hormones in the garden or nature. The noise. untrue, but